Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. Good morning. Today, I'm going to talk about when you're dealing with somebody who's broken, okay? Sometimes you get involved with people and, you know, we take it for granted when we start getting to know someone because we only look at certain qualities. For instance, they're very nice to us. Maybe they're showing us a lot of attention. In some cases, they're even love bombing us. So we get all caught up in the attention that somebody gives us in the beginning, and they all seem nice in the beginning, right? But today I'm going to talk about if you're dealing with somebody who's broken, all right, and how somebody broken is going to break you. And this happens a lot. A lot of times people get involved with somebody who has a very damaged background, who's been hurt, who can't be in a healthy relationship, and who brings a lot of pain to you because of their past. You see, you guys, this is why I talk about look at somebody's past. Even go back as far as their childhood. It will give you clues to who they are. You know, the more you find out about their past history, what kind of household did they grow up in? What were their past relationships like with their exes? What did they fight with their exes about? Because that's another clue too, you guys. In a lot of cases, how they treated their exes is how they will treat you in a lot of times. Not every time, but a lot of times, because it's like I said, it's somebody's basic character. It's what they've been molded to their whole life to become that person. And you're not going to change these people. This is why a lot of people end up heartbroken, because they've been hurt by somebody. They've been hurt by somebody in some cases that didn't know how to love, that doesn't know what love is all about, that maybe in some cases, they're narcissists. They're controlling. See, when you get involved with somebody who's a narcissist, they want to control you. They want power. And a lot of times they want power because they didn't have power, let's say, growing up. Maybe as a child, they didn't have power. And I'm going to tell you guys a story of a woman that came to me that had this happen to her. She got involved with somebody. This guy came on really strong, really fast. That's another red flag. When it seems too good to be true and they come on really strong too soon in the beginning, that is a red flag, okay? That you have to be careful and always take it slow. There's two things you have to do when you start to get to know somebody. Take it slow and don't have sexual relations with them right away. Make that person earn it. So in this case, this woman got involved with this guy. This guy was, you know, texting her all day long, showing her a lot of attention. When she was with him, it was wonderful. And then she saw things started to change. Then she saw he used to get very jealous. Okay. He used to accuse her of cheating. All right. And she wasn't doing anything, but he was always accusing her of cheating. He'd tell her, "What's your phone doing on the table? Why is it downstairs? What, do you got another guy calling you? Okay, just things like that. He was paranoid. And, you know, it turns out in the end, he was the big cheater. He was the one who was, you know, cheating on her a lot, okay? But he flipped it on her. And this is what a lot of cheaters do as well. You guys, here's another tip in case you didn't know. Cheaters will always flip it on you. Cheaters will always make you the reason for why they cheated, okay? So, but in this podcast, I'm talking about people that are broken and how they will break you, all right? In this particular relationship that she was involved with this guy, you know, they had their highs and they had their lows. When he was good and loving, she was on top of the world. But then he would switch off and he would be very abusive, emotionally abusive. He put her down in every way. He put her down publicly to his friends, his family. He put her down on Facebook. He would tear her up. And this is also, you know, very narcissistic as well. All right. A lot of narcissists, this is what they do. They tear you down so that it gives them more power. By them tearing you down, it's building up their power. Okay. Because narcissists always need that need for control. And this is exactly what he did. This is exactly what he did. You know, she was somebody who was into health and fitness and always tried to look good, and he would put her down in every way. She was someone who was going for a certification, and he fought with her before she went into the exam to take her exam for her license to get certified in her field, to try to mess with her head. He was somebody who ended up becoming physically abusive. He was somebody who put his hands around her neck. It got to that point where it escalated, okay? When you're dealing with somebody that is toxic, when you're dealing with somebody who is broken, they don't start out showing you those signs in the beginning. So I cannot say it enough. When you meet somebody in the beginning, that is usually not who they are. You cannot take that for face value. You are not going to see who that person is unless it's at least 6 months to a year and sometimes longer to see what kind of person you are dealing with, okay? She dealt with him. He wanted to see her phone records because he thought she was talking to other guys. When she told him, you know, I want to see your records, he was like, well, I'll get them to you, but I want to see yours now. When she didn't show him her phone records, he pinned her up on the wall. He had his hands around her neck, okay? And he didn't let her leave the house, okay? So it was very, very toxic. But when I asked her about it and I said to her, what's his background like? Number one, if anybody ever puts their hands on you, I don't care if it's a push, you get rid of them, because that push is going to be a shove next time, is going to be a break your nose next time, and could end up where you end up dead. And it happens all the time. Domestic abuse is very high, especially today. When you have the COVID situation, people are under a lot of stress. There's a lot of violence going on today in the world, you guys. All right. There's a lot of people with a lot of stress. They could have financial stresses. They could be, you know, have too much free time on their hands. And, you know, it's not good. So his background was very bad. He grew up in a, you know, lower class type of environment where he saw his aunts were never faithful. He didn't believe anybody could be faithful, all right? And that was his attitude, you know, that he was already scarred from his childhood. And on top of that, he was raped by his mother's boyfriend when he was 5 years old. So he had emotional scars. He was broken. He was damaged, okay? He was being raped by his mother's boyfriend, and his mother walked in and did nothing. She walked in and she walked out, which was even another emotional scar on this person who 40 years later is still damaged by this, okay? How is this person going to have a healthy relationship with you? You see what I mean? Unless they've been in major, major therapy, which he wasn't. So the point I'm trying to make is this. When you deal with somebody who is broken, who is damaged, who's been through some shit, okay, that person is going to break you. You're not going to change them. You are not going to change them. People don't change unless it comes from within. It's like I told you. People don't lose weight unless they're ready to lose weight, not because you tell them to lose weight or tell them to quit smoking. So, you know, we got a lot of people out there that are trying to change their partner, trying to say, well, maybe he'll change. He's not going to change most of the time. Point blank, guys, he's not going to change. Look at the whole person. The only way he's going to change is if he wants to change. All right. And if you put up those boundaries and he's following those boundaries and not crossing those boundaries. But if you're dealing with somebody who's crossing the boundaries and you're keeping them around, then you're doing it to yourself. You're allowing yourself to be treated in that behavior because you're not putting your foot down. And if somebody is to that degree, if somebody is, you know, verbally abusive, even, you have to check that person and they have to, you know, live by that boundary, because if they keep crossing it, it's going to keep happening. And a lot of times you could have somebody that's, you know, verbally abusive that leads to physically abusive. That's how it starts, you guys. It starts with somebody maybe cursing you out, calling you a bitch and calling you other names. And then when you accept that, or they come back and they say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it, baby, okay? And then a month later, 2 months later, they do it again. And then they do it for a while again, and you start to just let it go. Because you say, oh, you know, everybody gets mad. Then the next step, maybe 6 months, a year, maybe even 5 years down the line, now you got the person shoving you. Now you got the person maybe pinning you down in bed, okay, or has their hands around your neck. So you got to look at those behaviors in the beginning. They show you who they are. Whatever behaviors you see in the beginning, that is the tip of the iceberg. That is the tip of the iceberg. And I had a guy, a friend of mine, he was dealing with a situation with a girl he was dating. And, you know, they went out on a couple dates and everything like that. And she told him that she was moving and that she would contact him after she's done, you know, moving her stuff or whatever it was. So it was like 6 hours later. He contacts her, he texts her, and he's like, are you okay? And she snaps out on him. She snaps out on him and she's like, are you effing crazy? You know, I told you I'm busy. I'm moving. You know, what are you, psycho? Now, he hadn't texted her in like 6 hours, and he was just texting her to say, are you okay? And she snapped out. Now, this was the beginning of their, you know, getting to know each other. They were dating. This is how she reacted. And I said, that is a red flag. Well, needless to say, he had it out with her. The two of them were cursing each other out, and that was the end of that, all right? But if that's how she's going to react in the beginning, 6 months down the line, you have somebody that is going to be totally, totally disrespectful to you. All right. So getting back to, you know, talking about all these things of broken people. The thing is, you guys, a lot of people get involved with somebody and they may even know that that person is broken. And they try to fix them because they feel sorry for them. They feel sorry, you know, they've been through a lot in their life. You know, a lot of these victims, they try to say, oh, I've been through so much in my life. And, you know, I never, you know, nobody ever helped me. And I always got the short end of the stick. And I'm going to tell you something. You cannot feel sorry for other people that you are involved in a relationship because one day you are going to feel sorry for yourself because their brokenness, their pain, their insecurities, their ability to not love, their ability to not trust is going to be taken out on you. You are going to be the target of their pain. And believe me when I tell you that, all right? That's why I always say, you know, if you're dealing with somebody, for example, who, for instance, can't trust someone or can't trust you, you have to be careful of that person because a person that cannot trust in a lot of times is a person who is a potential cheater, period, dot, end of story. Because they can't trust. And if they're insecure, if they're an insecure person, I've seen cases where they will cheat because they're afraid that you will cheat on them. And that's what happened with this woman that was in the abusive relationship. He was the cheater. He was the one cheating all the time on her. Okay? And he used to say to her, if I got mad at you, he goes, to get back at you, I would just cheat on you. Now, she didn't know he was cheating. She didn't know in the beginning. All right. But the thing is, this is somebody who was broken, who didn't know how, who didn't realize you can have a healthy relationship. And in the end of the relationship, she said to him, you know, I was loyal to you. Why did you do that? Why, you know, what made you do that? I made you feel secure. I never gave you an instance where you shouldn't feel secure with me. And he said, I was just afraid of getting hurt. There you go. He was just afraid of getting hurt. And that's what a lot of these people that cheat do. They're afraid of getting hurt. So in other words, they're going to screw you over because they're before you screw them over. In other words, let me reword that. They're going to screw you over before you screw them over. In other words, okay? Because they have those fears. They have those insecurities. They're broken. That is not somebody you want to be in a relationship with. Look for the red flags. Don't ignore the red flags because you will pay for it later because you will end up heartbroken later. A lot of times people end up heartbroken and over breakups because they ignored those red flags. All right. Those are warning signs from God letting you know, watch out for this person or this person is not right for you. You have to take it seriously, you guys. You don't want to waste time with the wrong person or be in an emotionally, verbally abusive relation, or it could lead to physical abuse down the road. And there's other ways people could be broken as well. You could be involved with somebody, for instance, maybe that is financially broken. All right. Somebody who can't hold a job. Somebody who, you know, there's always an excuse. There's always a problem. They can't pay for the date. They're relying on you to do everything. Now, I always say, look at their track record. Now, there's times when people have, you know, hard times in their lives and maybe going through something. That's one thing. But if you're dealing with somebody that just can't get it together and you think you're going to fix them, it has to come from them and you're going to pay for it. If they can't get themselves together financially and they always have a complaint like, I don't have much money this week. I had to pay my rent. So how about you come over and we just hang out? Let me just say one thing. That also could be an excuse just to get you in the bedroom. But the other thing is, it doesn't take much money to go out on a date. You could go for a slice of pizza. You could go for an ice cream. You could go for a cup of coffee, all right? A $2 cup of coffee. So don't be going back to people's houses and you know, dealing with excuses, especially if they make financial excuses, all right? You should not have to fix somebody. Stop trying to fix somebody. They have to fix themselves. You want somebody who's ready in every way emotionally ready. They know what a healthy relationship is and they want a healthy relationship. If they're coming out and they're telling you, well, you know, I'm not looking for a relationship right now, do not waste your time. They told you what they want and believe them. You are not going to change their mind. And if you stay in it, you're going to be wasting your time. And that happens to a lot of people too. A lot of women, for instance, they get involved with guys that say, I'm just looking for something casual. I just came out of a relationship. And they think, well, you know, oh, you know, they're going to lay it down on them and they're going to really want them. And they find out 6 months, a year later, sometimes 2 years later, that the guy is not committing to them. You had that red flag right there. You need to listen to it. You need to, you know, take the clue that it's given, that God is giving you. Okay? This is how you prevent yourself from wasting time with the wrong people. Like people say all the time, oh, I'm so tired of people wasting my time. I'm tired of people wasting my time. Well, if you look for those red flags and those clues, you won't be wasting time with that person. If you're dealing with somebody, for instance, that, you know, they're bringing up sexual innuendos in the beginning, that is a red flag. Sex is on their mind. That is usually what they're looking for. If they're asking you to send them a sexy picture, and you've only dated them maybe once or twice, okay, that could be a red flag. In that case, you send them a headshot and see if they're still interested, all right? You move slowly. Move slowly. This is how you fight back and protect yourself. You move slowly and you listen to what they say. People will always show you who you are. When you listen to their conversations, when you listen to the stories of their exes, they will be clues. Like, for instance, another woman came up to me and she was telling me about a guy that she's dating. And he told her that when he got in an argument with his ex, he's like, she would just, you know, get in his face and everything like that. And he would always walk out. He would just take off, always took off. He didn't want to sit and talk to her. You know, and that is his, you know, that's what he'll do with you. If he doesn't like what you're saying, that will be what he does. He's going to walk out when he feels he doesn't want to get into it with you instead of sitting and communicating and talking to you. Okay. You see what I mean by there's certain flags that are there, you know, and a lot of times, I've had women come to me and say, you know, they thought that their ex like were cheating with somebody. One woman said that she saw some woman in her man's car, okay, driving the car, and she accused him. And he said, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. That wasn't my car, okay? But it turns out it was his car, and it was some woman that he was sleeping with in the car. So I always say, you got to trust your gut, you guys. If you're feeling a certain way, there's a reason you're feeling a certain way, okay? Don't let anybody gaslight you. Don't let anybody double talk you. Don't let anybody make you think you're crazy, all right? But just make sure that there's enough signs there. Don't just go off by one sign, you know, because sometimes in rare cases you can be wrong. But if you see enough of those signs, you could pretty much trust that, you know, you're right. Trust that gut. That gut is telling you, look how they treat you, okay? How they treat you is how they feel about you, all right? A lot of times, people that are cheating, okay? They can't give their love to all their love to you because they're spreading it out among somebody else or a couple other people. And you will know by how they treat you, their attitude to you. I say this all the time. You don't even have to go out and get that PI. How he treats you, how loving he is to you sometimes, and whether you have that person's full attention will tell you whether they're with you or they're not with you emotionally, okay? Not just physically, but you got to be careful for those people that put on the act as well. But the whole point of what I'm trying to say in this podcast is when you deal with broken people, these broken people will break you, okay? And when you see those signs, it's time to leave, you guys. It's time to leave. That's why in the beginning, you have to tread slowly. You have to have that wall up, and that person has to slowly, you know, show you who they are. You know, trust is earned. Trust isn't what somebody says to you. Words mean nothing. I did a podcast on this too, about words mean nothing, okay? Because some people out there are smooth. These guys, and even these women too, you got women out there that are smooth, all right? They know how to work somebody and break your wall down to make you trust them. So you have to be careful. You'll have, for instance, guys that get on the phone with you for 3 hours every night in the beginning to make you think they're all into you when they just wanted to have sex with you. And then once they have sex with you, they stop calling. That's why there's so many, you know, scarred women out there. Okay, or scarred men have gone through stuff like this too, when somebody has gotten something from them and then disappear, because they put on the mask when you met them, okay? And you didn't see who they were. They tried to fool you into thinking, I'm a nice guy. I'm not like these other guys. That's a famous, you know, quote that they love to say, or they love to say they've been a victim, okay? They've been a victim that their ex didn't treat them right, or their ex was cheating on them and they were a good guy. That's another thing a lot of people do. A lot of these broken people play the victim, you guys. That's why I say, don't feel sorry for these people, because you're going to feel sorry for yourself later on. But I just wanted to do a quick podcast about this, because I was talking to somebody and we were talking about this, you know, how you end up getting involved with somebody who doesn't know how to be in a healthy relationship, who doesn't know what real love is. They know what lust is. They know they want to have sex with you. They know they want to have fun with you, but they don't know the long-term meaning of love and how to be kind to somebody and how to be there and how to go out of your way for somebody to try to make them happy, okay? That's somebody that loves you, is somebody that will go out of their way, who will inconvenience themselves to try to make your life better, okay? Somebody who, if you're having trouble, you know, with your car or something like that, they'll go out of their way to say, oh, let me take a look at it if they know about cars. Or say, I'll go down with you and we could both, you know, this way you have somebody with you. You know, that's somebody going beyond and showing you they care. Not just love bombing you and telling you how sexy you are, or babe, can you send me a sexy picture of the day? Okay. Okay. Watch out for these people. All right. They're just going to waste your time. They're just going to break your heart, and they're going to take a piece of your life. Don't let them do it. You only get one life, you guys, and life is short. Don't waste it on the wrong people. I hope that helps you. If it did, please hit the subscribe button and share, and have a great day. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day.